Okay, so welcome back here to the welcome to our show. We had Easter, and I'm just explaining to you why we had a encore show, which I like that better than best of. We had Easter, and we had more default shit going on here with this board, man. I don't know what to tell you, but I do know what to tell you. I had to reboot the computer, and in rebooting the computer, I 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. What is this, man? And in rebooting the computer, I'm going to crank that up. In rebooting the computer, we lost our settings, and so we had to go back and readjust them, and it was a clusterfuck. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8. 1-2-3-1-2. I don't know, man. It's just like doesn't look right to me. Hi, it's Phil Henry here, and we're talking at the level that we would during the show. But this is my conversation. Of course, I'll get into a conversational thing like this. I don't know. Sounds like we're overdriving. Wait a minute, man. Why did that go back to fucking default? What is that about? Oh, I backed it off. Turn that motherfucker up, bitch. Turn that. There, that's up. That's up. That's way up. That's up. Testing 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. So as I was saying, before I was so rudely interrupted, yes, I had to go back and redo some shit. Shut that cheap Wayland slut up! Uh-oh. Kevin Pollak? Hey, Kevin, are you reffing NHL games now? Because that's what the guy's saying. It's rock or bust. Ooh! Jim Mora is now on NFL. Cool. Jim Mora Jr. Nice guy. Nice man. He got bounced there at UCLA. I don't know why. Well, you got to win football games. I understand that. I get that. But, I don't know why he wasn't winning football games. Excuse me. It's rock or belch. Biddle it, biddle it, biddle it. Yeah, so that hopefully, you know, shit's going to start to settle down a little bit, because I can't. There's too much shit going on at one fucking time right now, man, you know. And we've got some marketing we want to roll out. We have all kinds of shit fucking sound we got to deal with for the archives. I mean, hundreds of hours that we got to somehow process in, make sure it's listened to. You know, we really don't have the fucking bodies. We've got... what else have we got, man? Just a lot of shit, you know, just tons and tons of shit. I really appreciate your business. And I'll tell you something, you know, what we have here as a product, as an audio product, is a very unique product. And it, I believe, is as funny as anything that anybody's doing. I could be wrong. We do it different. You're right. We don't have guests. It's a one-man weird freak show kind of a thing, you know. And it's a one-man comedy tour de force that, you know, sometimes is good and sometimes it's whatever, man. It's like it's an improv thing. But it is entirely unique, and we, you know, work our ass off doing it. And as a result, we do our very best, you know, at what this is. And so we like the fact that you guys appreciate that and are with us. And that, as they say, you know, is that. I don't know how much more I can possibly say. Now then. So what did y'all think of the Saturday cinema? Was it Jesse James and Frank? Yeah. That woman who played Frankenstein's daughter, the Baroness, that actress, Onyx is her last name. Nada Onyx, I think, is her last name. She really has her story, her personal story, is insane. And I had Bud tweet about it. She did. She had to escape Nazi Germany. She trekked with her family across, I don't know, how many tens of miles, maybe hundreds of miles. Finally made her way to the United States. I mean, before this girl hit majority age, she'd already been through horrible fucking deprivation and experiences. And she makes her way all the way to the United States, and what is she doing? Playing Frankenstein's daughter. Oh. You think I come all the way over here to play that? Well, I mean, do you think that's what I did? You think I survived the fucking Nazis, so I come over here to play this chicken shit? Well, ma'am, I... No. Don't give me the well, ma'am. I, Nada Onyx. Where'd you get that name? I named myself after a ring I saw in a window. An onyx ring. Whew. Oklahoma teachers walk out. Trump, guy. Melania Trump is a political savant, according to a new book that was definitely not written by Donald Trump. Lisa Rinna's daughter, Amelia Gray. What'd you think of Jesus Christ Superstar?
I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was a tour de force. I thought the young man that played Judas was amazing. The man that played Jesus was who?
John Legend.
Oh, John Legend. Outstanding. The chorus. Now, you liked that, didn't you, Phil?
I thought it was very good, yeah.
But Miss Gray didn't like the fat people.
But shut up, because I'm getting this close to committing a homicide. Save me from a homicide charge.
Jessica Denson. Oh, this is the girl that's suing. She is a young woman that wants to break her silence. I think she was abused or some shit, some remark, sexual remark or some shit. It's rock or bust. Rock or bust. This Tide Pod thing, enough already, man. I mean, whatever, you know? I mean, I haven't even asked. I mean, are you telling me that shit really... I don't even want to know. My foolproof... Look at this crime scene. My foolproof plan to put Trump in Amazon's... It's war. Trump reportedly seeking ways to hurt Amazon. Wow. Trump's war with Amazon and Washington Post is personal. Trump is killing one of the most crowded, popular stock market trades. Trump is wrong about Amazon on all counts. Trump's presidential campaign spent more than $150,000 on Amazon. Trump rips Amazon for forcing closure of stores all over the country. That's what the internet has done. That's not just Amazon, the whole goddamn internet. You know, people don't want to go into stores. They want to shop online. Don't talk sense to Trump, man. He doesn't want to hear it. And if it's going to fuck somebody up, he's okay with that. The only thing that will stop Trump from doing anything is if it fucks him up. He doesn't give a shit about the economy. He doesn't give a shit about his friends on Wall Street. He doesn't give a shit about any of that. You think I'm wrong? You think I'm lying? Go ahead, watch him. Just watch him. He knows what he's doing, and it's because he's got a thing against Bezos, he's got a thing against, and he doesn't care who it hurts. Just keep watching. He's going to keep on doing this until someone tells him this is against your best interest. This is against, it's going to hurt you, and is able to make the case. Otherwise, he senses if somebody's bullshitting him, he's going to keep right on doing it. Nobody, if you say to Trump, this hurts the country, he doesn't give a fuck. I'm telling you, people don't want to believe it. That's okay. I understand. I get it. If you got to learn it the hard way, you got to learn it the hard way. But that, I'm telling you, that's the kind of pathology we're dealing with here, folks. It is unique in the annals of American presidential behavior. Even, like people say, even Nixon never acted this way. Whatever. Don Lemon thinks that Trump's going to listen to him. Trump, interesting.
Very interesting, but not funny.
Are we recording? Good.
Is it rolling, Bob?
You know, he can't leave well enough alone. This motherfucking president, every goddamn fucking day, it's something new with this guy. When you've had enough trying to tank your companies like a dictator wannabe, buy MGM Television, fire his Bible study buddy Mark Burnett, make me the CEO. This is Tom Arnold. Make me the CEO and we'll play a new Apprentice Trump tape every time he opens his yapper. It's amazing. It's really fucking amazing. Well, let's see.
Well, I don't know, Phil. It's it's a very interesting situation that we've got. I don't know, Phil. It's a very interesting situation. I think we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, what do you think it is?
I understand that this Bezos is well hung.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Margaret.
You've got to be kidding.
No, kidding about what? Kidding?
About you characterizing that way.
Well, my understanding is that Bezos is well hung, and on top of it, he has a large penis. And that has really driven Trump crazy because they dated in the same circles. His penis is larger than Trump's. He has more money, and that drove Trump crazy. But Trump was able to hold it together. Over the weekend, he got information from a third party that Jeff Bezos has a larger penis.
Come on, will you?
I'm not kidding. I'm just telling you.
You're telling me that Trump went nuts when he heard that this guy had a bigger penis?
Yes. And that's what sent him over the edge, and that's what...
Well, if that's true, obviously it reinforces the things that we've always believed about the man being a child.
Well, that's what I've heard, you know.
All right, let's go over here. Brad Rifkin. Brad?
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe a word you're saying.
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
Hold on for a minute. There was no such study. I'd like to know where you got your information. That's ridiculous. As much as you hate Donald Trump.
I support Donald Trump.
He supports Donald Trump.
Well, I find that hard to believe. I don't think he supports Donald Trump to come up with bullshit like that. That took a long time, didn't it?
Phil, these are the things that's my understanding.
Yeah, Mr. Green. Mr. Green.
My name is not Mrs. Green.
I didn't say Mrs. Green. I said Mr. Green.
Yeah.
I think you're full of shit, and that's that.
In God we trust. It's rock or bus. Hey, Phil, have you heard that tune by AC/DC, Rock or Bus? we got busted. We got busted. That's what happened.
Right, it's my birthday, and thanks a lot, Phil. It's coming up. It's my birthday, and I'm really excited about it. We're going to be doing a thing called Rock or Bus. Yeah, we're going to be doing this thing called Rock or Bus. I don't know if you're familiar, but it's really exciting, and I hope you come and enjoy it.
Yeah, okay, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That. I'd like to make an announcement to Melissa. And I know, Melissa, you have the BSP page. And I'm sorry if I've been remiss in going over there. We got to get a system down of where I visit the page every day. And I'm taking care of, you know, comments and stuff. I'm like all over the fucking road. I've got to drive somebody to the airport on Wednesday really early. I'm having a meeting tomorrow at noon with Shane, our web guy. Coming up on Saturday night is going to be a my friend's place benefit, which I've been invited to. It's a 30th anniversary, and so that'll be great. I'll see some old friends at that. Meanwhile, we have people out of town going elsewhere, so on and so forth. All right. Just remember, it's Rocker Bus. If you got $16 billion like Jeff Bezos has, you get another guy like, Bill Gates is what, $16 million. Jeff Bezos has $100 million, although now I think it's like down to $100 billion. I think now it's down to like $87 billion, but that's a lot of goddamn money for one man, you know? And then you have the Gateses, who are astronomical. You have the other people. In Silicon Valley and north in Seattle. It's kind of like the J.P. Morgans and the Carnegies of old, you know. And I believe that you need to have, at that level, you need to have interests more than just your own at heart. You have to have the country's interest at heart because you know that you control a great deal of the fate of workers and of companies when you're that big of a player. Like... the Rockefeller had, like Morgan had. You know, these people from time to time came to the fore when the country was in a financial difficulty. Not that they did any good. I mean, like the stock market, that's a whole thing. 1929 happened. There's a whole fucking school of thought on what the Federal Reserve did, as well as the other you know, financial controlling bodies in other countries. But they did get together and try to make a good faith effort in buying stock and propping the market up in the early days. Matt, Patricia, Matt, and Nagy. So Matt, Patricia, no more long hair, and you're going to be walking around with a pencil in your goddamn ear? I'm going to be really interested to see how our boy Frank Reich does with the Colts. You know, I liked him as a quarterback. I think obviously he is a great football coach with the offense there in Philadelphia. I think it's going to be very cool, man, to watch that cat go to work. It'll be interesting to see who among these guys is. I'll tell you something about Daniels. This is just an opinion, but I know a little something about this from business. You know, it depends, but when you have the opportunity to move on and you decide to stay in a position that is subservient to a head coach, as Josh McDaniels did, the organization, the Patriots, make note of that. They see that, and it's not that they think less of him. It's that they see his vision as being a little limited. Look, even if you want to be the head coach of the New England Patriots, you know, to not grab a hold of a head coaching, because they can hire you after you go to Indianapolis and kick ass. It ain't like you're never going to be head coach of the New England Patriots. By hanging back and waiting for Bill Belichick to retire, which could be 5 years from now, I don't know. Goddamn Halas coached until he was 70-something. And then you move into that position, and everybody's like, you've been the assistant all these years. Okay, let's go. Let's either, you know, repair what needs to be repaired or continue the success that we have. I don't think there's a whole lot of excitement for a guy like that. I think there's a lot of expectation, but I don't think there's a whole lot of excitement. I don't know. I don't know. How many guys followed up legends and actually did well? I remember Dan Devine in Green Bay. And I don't think he was the first. I think Bart Starr was the first. I don't know who the coach was that followed up. Was it Dan Devine in Green Bay? None of them. Who followed Chuck Knoll? Was it our boy there? What's his name? I can't remember his name. Bill Cowher. Cowher did a good job. And then the other guy, Mike Tolan. Is that? I can't remember these fucking names. All I can remember is Chuck Knoll. He won a Super Bowl. Both guys have won Super Bowls. Guess it's possible. I suppose it's possible, but I don't know. What's over? Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum. Oh.
Whatever.
All right, watch me, guys. I'm going to try something here. A completely improv'd show. Sam Nunberg testifies against him in Trump Russia. Roger Stone has profane meltdown. We got left madmen from Trump advisor Sam spent a week last month very loudly declaring to any interviewer who would listen that he wasn't willing to testify against his mentor, even though he'd been subpoenaed to do so. At the end of the week, Nunberg testified for the grand jury anyway. At the time, Palmer report suggested perhaps Nunberg was merely trying to put on a good show for Stone by making it appear he'd fought the law as far as he could. Stone was long ago permanently banned from Twitter after he launched a series of sexist attacks and threats against various female political pundits, but he still posts to Instagram from time to time. Here's what Stone wrote on Instagram. Sam Nunberg has a serious cocaine problem. Nothing this psycho says can be believed. He's a lying asshole. He also added a video in which he called Nunberg a cokehead. This is notable because it comes a few weeks after Nunberg's initial grand jury testimony. Why didn't Stone melt down back then? Why now? It's possible Stone had simply snapped. All right. Here we go. Do 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 do. What the fuck is going on? Okay. I got it.
From Podcast One and the voice of the American people, it's time to fight back with Barbara Boxer.
It's so hard, I think, for the average person who has to get up in the morning to follow this stuff. This is a problem solvable. All we have to do is look around the world. They have made a difference in Florida. It's unbelievable.
Listen free and subscribe to Fight Back with Barbara Boxer, exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
No, I won't do that. All right. No, I'm just kidding. What are we doing here, man? Yeah. I like the kind of do-do-do-do-do, you know. It's like you're water skiing or something. You know? All right.